B.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are concerned that the communication system might go off. We wanted to get a statement from you. We're recording it. In case we cannot contact you, we will send it out to media houses. So, can you explain the situation and what your purpose is?
Yes, the situation is basically is caused by the frustrations and injustice. There's a lot of people being detained here, both civilians and some guys in the service, foreign nationals, arrested without access to justice. And so what we're asking is we not want to cause trouble or fight anybody. What we're asking is the fair justice. And we want the government to show some responsibility, you know.
Okay. Can you explain the situation in terms of how many people are there and what is currently happening and what do you expect will happen?
We roughly have about 400 people, of which 200 are civilians, and including foreign nationals, government official political detainees, and 200 are all arms personnel, of which they're all arms, the 200.
Okay.
Right now, we are on a standoff positions. We're not engaging, and they're not engaging back. Earlier on, when it started, about 2 o'clock, one of our guys was shot in the leg. He's currently on a critical situation in the bunker. We have been surrounded by some heavy military trucks, including tanks. This is both with national security and military intelligence vehicles. So we, some of them we don't see because it's dark in one side.
Okay. Is Peter Biar with you?
Yeah, Peter Biar was here, but he just went back to the bunker. The civilians are in the bunker.
Okay. I understand. And what do you expect is going to happen at Sunrise?
Well, we're going to send all my guys. We don't want to shoot. We have our solid structure and centralized chain of command, so we are not retaliating. We need to protect the civilians, and we ask to speak to the government tomorrow. And one of the things that we're asking is the justice.
Okay. And, sorry.
Yes.
Have you talked to any senior government officials in the country, the head of national security, the president of the country, anyone like that?
No, we didn't. We spoke to some few, the security director of military intelligence.
Okay.
Few folks from the office of the president.
Okay. And do you think it would be helpful if people
spoke to the director of operations of national security?
Okay. Do you think it would be helpful if people outside could try to link you to speak to senior leadership in the country?
Yes. We want to get as much as possible so we can get our voice heard. This has been also a response to the propaganda the government has been playing for months, that the political detainees were released. The peace was canceled. There was a nationwide amnesty. But we have not been released. People are still being detained, denying access to the loved ones and justice. So if we can speak to anybody, any senior government officials, that our problems is speaking out to the voiceless, and that this is injustice, this systematic injustice, that's to stop, and that's what we're asking for. If anybody, any citizen is arrested, it has to be taken to court.
Okay. Okay, B. And at 7 a.m. when the sun comes up, what is your concern? How can people outside here help you, apart from spreading your message?
Well, so far, that's what we need. We need a clear message that is not twisted.
Okay. Okay.
So, as much as getting our voice outside, what is the problems and what we want.
Okay. Okay. Someone here is asking if Peter Biar would be willing to speak. If we get journalists on board, you know, he's the high-profile detainee at the moment internationally. So if he would be willing to speak potentially in the future, that might be helpful to your group.
Yeah, he also spoke to the VOA a few minutes ago.
Okay.
We all got interviewed, including my other colleague here, because me, who's political detainee as well.
Okay. All right. Okay, we are concerned that the communication network might be shut down at some point. So we may not have a way to contact you if that takes place.
All right, cool. Just get as much as information outside as possible. That's all. If we all go blind, at least our voice will hurt and the clear things went out.
Okay. That's clear. And we have notified a number of people in Juba. I've talked to the UN. And, some people at the U.S. Embassy, people are aware, people are going.